At the Mass last evening, we reflected on the first reading, the reading of what you and I have come to know as the Ten Commandments. It's important when reflecting on or studying that reading to remember that the word commandment is not found in the text, and that for the Jew, they are the 10 words of God. The word is a much broader term than commandment. It's the spoken word of God. This is what God said. The written word is circumscribed. It's on a piece of paper. It has boundaries. It doesn't fall off the edge of the sheet. But where does the spoken word go? The Israelites believed that the spoken word continued to rattle through the universe forever, and that the word of God was always in search of a welcoming heart, that the word was always in search of a place to live, that the word was in search of a home. The gospel reading today, however, is a multi-leveled piece of literature. The Gospel according to John was written about 60 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. So the author and that community have got a lot of hindsight. And what is recorded are events that happened, but also interpretations that in time became clear to believers. So it is the Passover, and Jesus goes to the temple, and there he finds people who are selling animals for sacrifice and money changers who are changing foreign currency to domestic currency. And he cleanses the temple. His opponents ask him, "What do you say? What can you do to justify the action that you have taken?" And Jesus said, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up." I will raise it up in 3 days. 3 days is a term that is found in the scriptures that means a short but indefinite time. It means a few days, quickly, in not too long a period. His hearers understood him to say that. That's what the authorities heard. You take this thing down stone by stone and I can build it up in a short time. To them, it was a sign of arrogance. It was foolishness. "This building has been under construction for 46 years. What are you talking about?" What Jesus was saying was that the temple makes no difference anymore. The temple is past. Then comes the commentary. The author of the Gospel, 60 years after this event, and 20 years after the temple is destroyed, writes, "He was speaking of the temple of his body." And after he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered these words, and then they placed faith in the scriptures and faith in the word Jesus spoke. Well, that commentary is from hindsight. What Jesus is saying is that he is the center of worship. not the temple. At the 10:30 Mass, we will use the gospel of the woman at the well. And it's in that conversation with the woman at the well, just one chapter later in St. John's Gospel, that the woman will say to Jesus, "We worship on this mountain, but you say that we must worship in Jerusalem." And Jesus will say, "The hour will come when you will worship God neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." And then a little bit later he will say, "The hour will come, in fact it has already arrived, that true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Such is the kind of worship the Father desires, for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Jesus is saying that he is the temple. He is the physical presence of God. That he is the one through whom we go as we come to God. At the end of the scriptures in the book of Revelation, when the New Jerusalem is described, there is no temple. The author of the book of Revelation says, "The temple is the Lord, the Almighty, the Lamb." Jesus is the temple. Jesus is the center of worship. And that's what we do every single week as we come here. We enter into the very mystery of Jesus Christ, into his dying and his rising. And with him and in him and through him, we worship the Father. You know, there is no prayer in the Eucharist that is addressed to Jesus. All the prayers are addressed to the Father. We pray through Jesus, with Jesus, in Jesus. Jesus is the one who leads us to the Father. Jesus is the one who presents us to the Father. Jesus is the fulfillment of the temple, the sacred place where one meets God. And so as the season of Lent progresses, what the Church wants us to understand very clearly is that the very center of our faith is Jesus Christ. Not some ritual, not some particular practice, not some creedal formula, but the person, Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. As we pray the Eucharist every single week, as we come to the end of that Eucharistic prayer, as we give our assent to it, what we pray is through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father. Through Jesus, with Jesus, in Jesus, all power and glory is given to God. That's the posture we take. And that's really what the gospel message is about. Jesus replaces the temple. There is no need for the temple. Now he is the center of the worship of believing people.
When people look for a God to pray to and to trust, may they find no other God than you. We pray.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord.
When people look for a faith to believe in, let them encounter you, Lord Jesus. We pray you.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord.
When people look for a reliable hope, let them discover your word. We pray you.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord.
When people look for faithful love, let them discover you, Lord Jesus, alive in your people. We pray you.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord.
When people look for a community, let them discover the church. We pray you.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord. Not to our words, but to our prayer. You alone, you alone, understand and care.
We pray for those who are sick. Jean Beffert, Tom Epperly, Bob Worden, Pat Palmer, Bob Olley, George Patton, Carol Casey, Al Smith. We pray.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord, not to our words, but to our prayer. You alone.
We pray for women and men who serve in the military that they be kept safe and that they may be returned soon to their families. We pray.
Listen, Lord, listen, Lord. Not my words, but my prayer. You
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,